Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The migration issue has been highlighted with the expiration of pandemic-era restrictions. KCNC-TV reporter Jasmine Arenas has the tale of one immigrant family.
Carlos was able to get a job working construction, and he works 6 days a week, 9 hours a day.
It's a little difficult because she's pregnant, but I have to work.
He can't apply for a work permit yet. While in Mexico, the couple got robbed and lost everything, including their passports. They crossed the border without anything and are now waiting on their court date in late May. I'm scared because I have to go to court soon. Some people get 5 years until their next court date.
One person has been killed, at least 10 others injured after a tornado tore through a community near the southern tip of Texas. KENS-TV reporter Andrew Moore is in Laguna Heights.
Barry Goldsmith with the National Weather Service says some of those homes were substandard, which could have been the reason they were so badly damaged compared to other structures in the area.
These very substandard homes are still well below code, meaning not even to the code that we have with the Texas Windstorm Insurance Association.
One person was killed during that tornado. They were crushed in their own home.
Former president and current candidate Donald Trump had to cancel a campaign rally last night in Des Moines because of tornado warnings. But his top rival fared a little better.
Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is not an official presidential candidate yet, but he sure sounds like one, attacking rival Donald Trump without mentioning him by name.
Governing is not about building a brand or talking on social media and virtue signaling.
DeSantis attended two Saturday events in Iowa. At least three sources tell CBS News a formal declaration could come soon, triggered by the pending move of his political operation in Tallahassee. An expenditure of more than $5,000 would force DeSantis to register with the Federal Elections Commission as a candidate. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
President Biden delivered the commencement address at Howard University yesterday.
President Biden called white supremacy the biggest threat to the homeland, and in his speech to the historically black college, called out some of his predecessor's more incendiary remarks.
CBS's Christina Ruffini. Millions of voters are going to the polls in Turkey, where President Erdogan faces his biggest challenge in his two decades in power.
They are excited about what's to come, what is next for this country. There were huge queues even before the doors were opened. The turnout is expected to be very high.
The BBC's Celine Garrett in Istanbul. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
This is Paul Schluter, guitarist for Last Crack, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Best of all my furniture.
Heavy, we are local music. That is the mighty Last Crack, essential Last Crack. That was the Last Crack from Sinister Funkhouse number 17. My Burning Time before that. Essential Last Crack happens every Saturday night at 11 o'clock here on Max Inc. Radio. The last time Last Crack played Maybash, that was in 2010. I was not there, but Rocker was there. He has many stories for it, I'm sure. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on the Civic Media Radio Network. 2 hours of the best original local hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin. Tonight, we're focusing on Maybash. And I want to say thank you once again to Larry, Dez, and Ben for coming on the show tonight with me, telling us all about Maybash weekend, Memorial Day weekend, starting on Friday, ending on Sunday, out in Ryo, Wisconsin. Bring your camping gear. It's primitive camping. It's on private land. You're going to have a great time. You can get the full band lineup and all the details on the Facebook page. Just search for Maybash. This hour, we got some more songs from bands playing at Maybash this year. Order of the Jackal, Bon Scorpion, Thunder Goat, and Headstone are all on the way. Let's do some Dog's Blood right now. They'll be rocking the Maybash stage at 2:15 on Saturday. Here's Road of the Gone. It's Dog's Blood on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Gone. tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over? Try some local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Cast in Fire. That is Aborted from their 2013 debut EP on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. They're playing May Bash 2023 on Sunday at 1:30. Before that, Bond Scorpion with Gravis Angel. They're playing May Bash Saturday at 5:15. And Order of the Jackal with Immortal Witness before that. You can catch them at May Bash on Saturday at 4:30. And of course, May Bash happening Memorial Day weekend. Get all the details on the Facebook page to search for May Bash 2023. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy, everybody. For this May Bash special, I'm GBK. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Ethical Trade Company, Goods for a Better World, located on Madison's east side. Find them online at ethicaltradeco.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. And the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Locally owned restaurant, brewery, great food menu, and that patio is open too. Get all the details and the full menu at fullmilebeercompany.com. Max Inc. Heavy continues in just a moment, and we got Headstone on next. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey music lovers, Sims DP here, asking you to join me and my band, Harmonious Whale, for a trip of a lifetime to Ireland. August 12th through the 21st, we'll visit the west coast of Ireland and head up to the beautiful counties of Donegal, Mayo, and Clare. So please join Harmonious Whale for a musical tour of Ireland. For more details, you can visit harmoniouswhale.com. That's harmonious, W-A-I-L.com. See you on the bus.
CBS News Brief. The pandemic-era border restriction known as Title 42 has come to an end, and many cities are adjusting.
Across the country, some cities are preparing for an influx of asylum seekers. In Brownsville, Texas, vacant school buildings will be used to process the migrants.
That's CBS's Christian Benavides. Millions of Americans have been facing extreme weather in recent days, including several tornadoes.
More than 40 reports in Nebraska of tornadoes and one as far south as the Mexico-Texas border.
WCBS-TV meteorologist Vanessa Murdoch. Florida governor and likely GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis in Iowa yesterday.
I think Florida and Iowa are a source of hope because we show you can get it done. Requires leadership, requires commitment to principle, requires some courage.
Iowa is a key presidential nominating state. DeSantis is not yet an official candidate. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between, it really is so special. And boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Change that I like guns. You can't change how I grieve.
Looks Can Kill, that is Can't Change on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. They are playing Maybash, Looks Can Kill. It's their very first one, too, as a band, anyway. They're playing Saturday at High Noon. Headstone, before that, with their song, number one Billboard hit. They're a new band to me. They've been around for a while, but that particular band I have not met yet. But I like that song. In fact, they told me someone came up to them and asked and told them they should write a number one Billboard hit. And that's how that song came along. They wrote their number one Billboard hit. And now they're playing Maybash. The crowd's going to go wild. Hey, guys, thanks for listening to Max Inc. Heavy tonight. We really appreciate it. Be sure to check in next week for another installment of Max Inc. Heavy. We're on 6 p.m. to midnight every Saturday and Sunday here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be sure to get the podcast, too, and all the old interviews, past interviews, live in the Devil's Lairs and the full shows. It's all on the Max Inc. radio page at civicmedia.us. I've still got music on the way from Hijack. I love Hijack out of Milwaukee. Hi and Jack. They're longtime May Bashers. They're playing Sunday night at 3 o'clock. Plus, we'll do a classic flashback May Bash style with some Four Asper Morning and Government Zero. Right now, it's time for Thunder Goat. Killer bong, dude. It's the May Bash special. Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Come over and sit by me. We'll drink some whiskey. And I'll let you complain. I'm the devil on your shoulder. So tell me anything. And if you want a better life, then I'll make you a deal.
I said, sure, and he said, son, she ain't too bad.
Not bad.
She reminds me of the hookers back in
Vandala.
In fact, one of them ended up being your mom. She's a hooker.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
himself and a millionaire who likes to share all of his wealth. A banded cowboy cactus, a 16-legged cow, a skunk that just can't figure out, damn, what's that smell? A zebra-colored cheetah, rodents wearing socks, elephants riding on the backs of their own giant cocks. Settling all their battles with some plastic swords. A platypus dressed like Rambo, a drunken ninja mule, every single fish in the world traveling in one giant skull.
K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Hey, music lovers.